speak in favor of this variance? Is there anybody that would like to speak in opposition of this variance? Okay, then we'll close it for board discussion.
With the distance being, we said 22 feet to the asphalt. I certainly don't see an issue with that. I think that's plenty of room. And the other thing that I see is that it's such an irregularly shaped lot, and knowing which one is the side, which one is the front, and I've been faced with that in, you know, depending on how you twist the house.
Where the front is.
Yeah. We've had houses that were set on a diagonal, and we just had to pick which one is the front. And in this particular situation, you know, it's I wouldn't see a problem.
Do you feel like that it would be necessary to maybe suggest moving it back 3 more feet so it's at about 25 feet? Or does it make any difference?
I don't think it makes any difference. If that works better for him, I don't see any downside for the community.
Okay. It's not imposing on any other neighbor. There's not a line of sight. We'd just be doing it to do it. I don't know if there's a real good reason.
The pavement's far enough away. It's a good distance from, and that varies. Those lot lines float. And in some situations, that wouldn't be true. But that's given Scott's measuring 22, 23-foot pavement.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have an issue with the 10-foot.
Okay. And most locations, if that's what it's going to be anyway, is about 22 feet.
Right.
It's not going to change anything.
Okay. And that other corner has got plenty of room.
On the other side, yeah. Yep.
So I don't think there's any other interference there. So, with that being said, does anybody want to make a motion on this?
I'd make a motion to approve variance 23-010 for the 10-foot setback.
Do we need a reason or no?
I mean, is it shape a lot, undue hardship, safety?
Due to the
irregular shape of the lot
and being the best location for the proposed building on the property.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. All right, we're going to move on to 23-011V.
Variance request 011V. Lewis and Jessica Corona are seeking a variance from the same provisions, 10.020R1 density dimension standards, which are the setbacks of the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant seeking a 5-foot front property line setback, allowing the applicant to place a mobile home 5 feet from the front property line. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 97 feet by 135 feet in size. It is lots 66 and 67, block 5, located in the Cheyenne Hills addition to Venice on the Lake subdivision, with no structures currently located on the property. So turning our attention to the screen, this is again our standard staff recommendations for a variance. So if the Board of Adjustment would approve this, it would be for a 5-foot front setback for the placement of a mobile home. Residential building permit shall be required in compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So this is 160, of course, Forsyth's just right down below this, and then you take 176, you work your way back in there till you get to this Apple Lane.
Okay.
So I parked right in here, and they had a little bit of a drive kind of, so I took most of the pictures kind of standing somewhat in this location so you guys can have a reference of where I'm standing. They did some work on the clearing apple lanes to the right side of this photo. And they do have a pin set. You can see my vehicle up the hill, sitting on the edge of the pavement.
Was that whole lot pretty steep?
It looked just like that all the way down, except where they had done that work, yes. Okay. Now, right down in the bottom, there's sewer work being done all over. There's some sewer work that's been done in the back.
Is that private sewer, or is that an actual sewer pipe?
That's Taney County Regional Sewer that's putting sewer in.
Putting sewer in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So we may start seeing a lot of these since sewer's starting to come in, and there is some really steep spots over there.
So how close is this work that they've done to the asphalt?
That pin's is so steep I couldn't measure. I think 30 feet to the asphalt.
Yeah.
This is one of those where the road surface is built off to the side versus in the middle. You saw some emerald points like that, and I'll pull it up on Beacon and we can look at it. But I mean,
so even with
I tried to measure, and I the best I could, it was 28 to 30 feet to the road surface to that pin.
Yeah.
At that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
The applicant would like to come up.
Jessica Corona, and I'm asking for a 5-foot setback due to hardship variance. The lot slopes significantly the further back you go. As we just had it surveyed, and it starts 30 feet from the asphalt, the edge of the asphalt, and we're already going to have to do a bunch of dirt work, bring in probably 100 loads, and if we were to have to set it back 25 feet, I wouldn't be able to afford to set a home on the land.
You guys have any questions for her?
How did you arrive at the 5 feet, not 0 or 10 or 15? Did you somebody look at it and say this is what you're gonna?
I was just trying to get as close as I could with getting it approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you already level a spot for a pad? Did I see that?
We started to, and then I found out that the lot was already 30 feet back, and we just stopped in case it didn't get approved. But the plan is, as soon as we get approved, to continue.
So. If we were able to approve this, then that is the spot it's going on.
Yes.
Which is 30 feet from the street.
It is, yes.
Determined. Okay. All right.
So the nearest corner of the mobile to the asphalt is 30 feet.
Correct.
35, if you
go. Well, yeah, it would be 35.
Plus the 5.
Yep.
30 plus the 5, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
If we give you the variance of 20 feet, it's still 30 foot from the pavement. At the closest point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Yeah, it 35. Would be 35.
The pin's 30.
Yep.
Property line.
Property
30.
Corner is 30. That's why I was having trouble to grasp that. But yeah, that's the
and then she's asking to set 5 feet more.
It's just weird because of the way the road's set there.
Yeah.
And that's one of those situations where you can go for a 25-foot variance and still be within.
Yeah.
So am I seeing this right, that mobile is going to be sitting on that pad? The top of the mobile home will be then...
We're going to build that up higher.
Okay.
We just stopped doing the dirt work until we found out if we were approved.
Okay.
But we have to build it up quite a bit. We're going to have to bring around 100 loads of fill in to level it out and build it up.
Every bit of it.
Well, uncompacted fill is going to settle a lot. That's something you need to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where was that drainage from the photograph of Scott's truck?
It's off to the side. It's on the, well,
so it's on
the left side, yeah.
Right, so that doesn't drain directly?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. With that distance to the road, I can't imagine why that would be.
Okay. All right, do you have any questions for us?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any, would anybody else like to speak in favor of this variance? Is there anybody like to speak in opposition to this variance? Okay, we're going to close it for discussion.
Realistically, the distance from the asphalt to the mobile is more than enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The way some lots are made or pinned that close to the asphalt, it wouldn't work. But in this case, it's the opposite direction.
Yeah. It meets the intent of this. Yep.
They didn't put the road in the right place.
Yeah, I agree.
Still set back from there. Yep.
They kept it up the hill.
Yeah, they kept it up as flat as they could.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well, do we have a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve the variance 23-012 because of the
wait a second. Wait. I think we're on 011.
We're 011. Yep.
Yes.
I apologize.
You're right.
Thank you for correcting me. Because of the topography of the lot and that the road is not centered up with the property line, so a 5-foot setback still gives ample distance from the highway.
Okay. And do we have a second?
I will second that motion.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Okay. All right, we're going to move to 23-012V, the Garner Trust.
Represented by Mary Blackwood, is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 008.020, which is the A1 density and dimensional standard setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant seeking a variance due to a proposed minor subdivision plat that will divide the parcel into three lots, creating a front setback of 6 feet. That is, if this is approved and recorded, in a for the mother-in-law's dwelling unit in a single-family home to be 6 feet from the back property line. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is 19.2 acres in size with a single-family home, a mother-in-law's quarters, and two garages structures located on the property. So this is a variance for case number 2312. Following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a front and back setbacks of 6 feet, allowing for a minor subdivision platting where the new property line is 6 feet from both existing structures. Compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. This is on Bird Road. Right here is the Walmart Supercenter. Give you an idea where we're at. This parcel is pretty much surrounded by the city of Branson. As you can see by the gray, its size is zone day one. As you can see, there's our structures. Here's a photograph of the applicant provided showing the proposed. We have 1, 2, 3 lots. So to get you a better feel, I mean, here's the front variance, 6 feet. In the essence, these buildings are 12 feet apart. And then the back setback, which should be 10. On this one, they're requesting 6.